Hello, my name is Lauri Palsa and I am a PhD student in the University of Lapland. Currently, I'm working as a project researcher in the National Audiovisual Institute here in Finland. I would like to tell you briefly about our new review study. Behind the concepts of multiliteracies and media literacy in the renewed Finnish core curriculum. This study was conducted by me and Professor Heli Ruokamo from the University of Lapland. The motivation for this study comes from the Finnish educational reform. In the new core curriculum for basic education and for pre-primary education is included new transversal competence called multiliteracies. The competence is defined as the skills to interpret, to produce, and to evaluate different kind of texts. These skills help students to understand diverse cultural forms of communication and to build their identity. The curriculum defines texts as information presented through various symbol systems, linguistic, visual, auditive, numeric, kinesthetic, or a combination of these. It is said in the curriculum that various literacies are included in the multiliteracies. The presented definition of the concept is very wide. For example, one interesting question is that which literacies are included in the multiliteracies and which are left out. The wideness of the definition brings challenge for the practical operationalization of the concept. To be able to promote multiliteracies well, we need to know what the concept means, how it is defined. To answer these questions, we focused on research articles in the peer-reviewed journals. From the perspective of media education, the relationship between the concepts of media literacy and multiliteracies is interesting. Media literacy is defined often in a similar manner than the multiliteracies in the new core curriculum. For example, it is stated in the curriculum that multiliteracies can be promoted by the means of media education. In our study, we evaluate the different ways the concepts are defined, and we also present a theoretical framework for media literacy definitions based on their abstraction levels. Media literacy can be defined very broadly with high level of abstraction, or it can be defined with higher level of accuracy, but with low level of abstraction. Our review study suggests that more discussion is needed about the definitions of the concepts. First of all, in the relation to the Finnish educational reform, more discussion is needed about what is meant by multiliteracies. Discussion can be promoted, for example, by presenting different and various ways multiliteracies are defined and how the concepts can be understood. Also, it might be interesting to focus on the relationship between the multiliteracies and media literacy more closely. One mutual interest can be the notion of multimodality and various types of texts. This might help to find possible opportunities for cooperation between these research traditions. Our theoretical framework for media literacy might be useful to promote discussion of the concept by illustrating the variety of different definitions and the ways how the concept of media literacy can be understood. I hope you find our article interesting.